Even hardcore fans of jazz band leader and pianist Sun Ra have trouble accepting his claim that he originally comes from Saturn and has been exiled to Earth, a markedly inferior planet in his view. But jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says if you want to know where Sun Ra is from, check out his music's accent.
If you don't believe Sun Ra's from Saturn, then listen to his music, especially his relatively straight-ahead stuff from the late 50s and early 60s. Any TV viewer knows how it is with space aliens. Even when they try to act like Earthlings, they get some little details wrong. If all music is an elaboration of heart and breath rhythms, Sun Ra's internal clock keeps its own loping time. Another key element of the early Sun Ra sound is his dark writing for saxophones. It's a basic rule of orchestration that for clarity, you space out the low notes at the bottom of a chord and place higher notes closer together. Ra voices chords like he was holding the orchestration book upside down, as on his composition Ankh, played here by Sextet. Check out the way Sun Ra toys with the beat playing piano, too. As you might expect from an exile homesick for a better planet, Sun Ra plays some very evocative atmospheric pieces. Searchlight Blues features his sidekick John Gilmore on tenor saxophone. The fogbound recording quality is another big part of that early Ra sound. Sun Ra's first great period more or less corresponded with his band's residency in Chicago, before it moved on to New York and then Philadelphia. This music isn't as well known as the pageants of space chanting and swing anthems he presided over later. It is some of his most beautiful music, and is well represented among the Evidence label's reissues of albums Sun Ra made for his own Saturn Records. Exactly when they were made is anybody's guess. The original LPs, sold mostly at concerts, often had blank cardboard covers. Some didn't even have that much. Since the Saturn records went virtually unheard till they were first reissued in the 70s, it's hard to argue they were influential. But late 50s pieces like Ancient Ethiopia do look ahead to Randy Weston's African tone poem, soon to follow, and to the Miles Davis of the mid-1970s. The trumpeter is Hobart Dotson. Thank you. Many of the great jazz musicians sign their art with some eccentric flourish, like Thelonious Monk's chunky piano chords, Ornette Coleman's leering saxophone tone, or Duke Ellington's growling wah-wah brass. With Sun Ra, it's not one thing that's a little out of whack. It's everything. It's like, man, what planet are you from? The one with the rings.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed the Sun Ra reissues Bad and Beautiful, Supersonic Jazz, and Jazz in Silhouette on the Evidence label.